Coach, welcome, and your thoughts about the upcoming season.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be back. A little bit more notice this time. It's great to be back. It's an exciting time for us. This off season has certainly felt a lot different in many ways than the previous one did. Excited for our team going forward. You know, we feel like we've got so much, you know, recruiting momentum, so much just overall momentum behind the program. Based on what this group has been able to do here for the last few years, it's very exciting. And going into a season with, you know, so many new pieces at critical positions, probably more important than anything, new leadership, some experienced players at some of your core positions, especially, you know, offensive line, kind of that defensive front seven. So excited to see that. But this is going to be an interesting team, no question. I think it's got a chance to be, you know, maybe the most talented team that we've had in the now 4 years that will have been at OU, but also probably our most inexperienced team as well. And so I think our leadership is going to be a very, very key part of how this team progresses. But should be a really entertaining season. Non-conference schedule for us is as challenging as always, and, you know, with all three of them being at home, but three very, very tough opponents, teams that were very successful last year with Army and Florida Atlantic, and then obviously with Coach Kelly being back at UCLA, they're going to be an intriguing challenge as well. So we've got a lot to build on. We've got a lot of excitement around our program, and certainly looking forward to getting started.
We got a question up here about halfway up on the right-hand side. Barry, put your hand up. I'm sorry. You would stand and give your name, please. Ryan Aber from the Oklahoman. Lincoln, you recently made some comments on the radio about defense and a certain team from the SEC. Were you surprised at how those things were construed, maybe nationally, and how sort of big it became, at least in Oklahoma?
Not really. It's a slow time media-wise. I get that. Yeah, I think you had some people that read probably one sentence out of the entire deal, and that's what they took from it. When in fact, my comment had nothing to do about Georgia specifically, and everything to do about the Big 12 and the quality of offenses in this league, and not just last year, but in recent history. I think it's a very fair point that even if you had a top five defense in the country, that statistically that would be tough to maintain if you played in the Big 12 conference and played the quality of offenses that we see week in and week out. And I think if you look at offensively these leagues over the past 10, 15 years, I think that point's very well supported. So listen, there's good offenses in every league. There's really good defenses in every league. But the best offenses in the country over the last 15 years have been in the Big 12 conference. And that's what I based my point on.
Question about halfway up, and then we'll come all go back. Yeah, go ahead.
Wendell Barnhouse from the Open Man. Lincoln, read the offseason where I guess over two dozen NFL teams came to Norman to kind of pick your guys' brains about your offensive schemes and stuff. Can you kind of explain what goes into that? I mean, obviously they've seen the film, they know what the plays are, but what are they trying to get? And also, how much, if anything, does it benefit your staff having those guys come in to kind of see what you're trying to do?
Sure. That thing got blown out of proportion a little bit. I mean, it's both the first two questions did, but you know, I think a couple things factored into it. You know, one, we had a lot of players that were obviously on NFL radars that people were studying. I think two, the NFL has become a lot closer to what the college game is, at least offensively. And so I think there's more things that you can discuss back and forth that are relevant for both sides. And so I think that opened it up. And, you know, some of these were just, you know, hey, a few minutes here or there, or a guy at pro day, or these guys coming in to work out a guy, and they sit there and talk to you. Some were longer, but for us, we're never going to sit there and talk to somebody that we don't feel like we can't get something from. I mean, there's got to be something in it for us. And listen, all these guys that we got a chance to talk to, it's very helpful for us. There's a lot of things, you know, for me to sit down, whether it's offensively, whether it's, you know, more from the head coaching perspective on how you handle different situations or scheduling, I mean, you name it. So it's been nice to have a few more resources, a few more guys that you can talk to, bounce ideas off of. It's something we've taken advantage of. And listen, we, you know, we've done some good things, but a lot of people do a lot of good things too. So we're appreciative to have the chance to visit with those people.
We got a question on the front, and then we're going to come back over to this side.
Jack Rogers, Reddit CFB. With Kyler Murray being selected 9th overall by the Oakland A's, how will that affect his use on the football field, and what will your coaching staff be doing to help his major league aspirations?
It won't affect it at all, and I like baseball, but I don't know a whole lot about it, so I'm not going to be helping him any that way. I'll support him, and whenever he plays baseball, I'll go watch him and cheer for him, but, you know, I'm going to probably more than anything, just continue to try to grow him as a competitor, continue to try to grow him as a young man, you know, help him get ready for the things that are going to be in front of him, you know, because that's a big part of my job as well. It's not just about the football field, but I don't know that anything that I'm going to teach him is going to directly carry over. He's a talented athlete. He's put himself in position to be able to choose, to be able to have a chance to do both, and happy, very happy for him to be drafted as high as he was, and the opportunity that has been presented to him and his family.
We've got a question on the left rear, and then we'll move on the other side.
Hey, Coach, Ian Boyd, Inside Texas. Your offense managed to score 48 points against Georgia, didn't quite get the win. How do you get the defense back to the level it was when Oklahoma last won a national championship?
Yeah, we got to recruit, and we feel like we're, you know, in the process of making a, you know, a pretty good move there. And that's the first thing that I've seen is our talent levels needed to increase, and I think we're on the way to doing that. I feel like some of our best talent defensively right now is kind of from our freshman and sophomore classes. You know, we're probably only going to play with one, maybe two seniors defensively this year, which is alarming in some ways, but it also, I think, shows you that we've been on a nice run recruiting here the last couple of years. And so I think that is to me been our number one issue. Is our, we've had good players, don't get me wrong, but our talent level has not been the same as some of the other elite defenses in the country. And then I think for us it's about consistency. You know, we've had some great moments defensively. You know, one down the road here in the Big 12 championship game, you know, we completely shut down Ohio State and Columbus. We've had some great moments defensively, but we've got to play like that more often. And so we're building. I know that's something in this period of time, having this entire offseason as the head coach, as opposed to last year, that I felt like I've been able to do my job better on that front, because I'm the one that's ultimately responsible for it. And so I feel great about our staff going in. I love our talent, even though it's young. We're going to have to grow up in a hurry, but I don't think we're far off from being the kind of defense that we want to be.
Kirk? Question on the right.
Kirk Bowles from the Austin American Statesman. Lincoln, saying you may have the most talented team you've had in 4 years is kind of a mouthful, considering how good y'all have been. So I'm assuming by that you mean you should have Final Four capability again this year, and what specific phases need to improve to get there?
Yeah, I do think we have that capability. Now, having that capability and getting there are, you know, two different things. And it takes so many things have got to go your way. You're going to have to win some tough games. You're going to have to stay healthy. I mean, a lot of things factor into that. But I do think the talent's there. I do think our leadership is going to be so critical. You asked what has to happen. To me, it's our leaders have got to step up, and our young players, our young talented players, have got to grow up in a hurry, maybe even, fair to say, ahead of schedule on both accounts. And I think that'll be the key. I think if this team reaches its potential, then you know, then we can play with and we can beat anybody. But it's a long road. There's a lot of teams I think that are capable of doing that, and it's hard to do. We've had a, you know, chance to get to that, to the playoff twice. I've had a chance to win this league three times in a row, and it's hard. I mean, it's, you know, I've been in this league for a long time, going back to my Texas Tech days, and I have a lot of respect for it and how hard it is to do. And so, you know, we'll have to fight like crazy to give ourselves that chance again.
Question on the right side, Brian.
Hey, Lincoln, Brian Baldinger, Fox Sports. We all loved watching Baker play the last 3 years. Phenomenal, phenomenal playmaker. But in Kyler, we're looking at a different athlete and maybe a better runner. So will the offense change at all with Kyler quarterback?
Well, Kyler's not the quarterback yet, all right? There's a really, really good competition going on right now, and Kyler's gonna have to fight like crazy to win this job. It's a different competition than it's been in the last few years. It's very different because you've got two guys that have been in it. Both have been Baker's backups in the last 2 years. They've both been in multiple years, and they're both good enough and both ready to be the start quarterback at Oklahoma. And so, you know, first things first, he's got to win that job. And whoever wins it, whether it's Austin Kendall or Kyler Murray, the offense will look different, no question. They've got different skill sets than Baker. There's some things that Baker did better than these guys do. There's some things that these guys do better than Baker did. And so, you know, that's always your job is once we, you know, narrow down who that guy is, and, you know, we've got to do a good job of coaches of tailoring it to those guys and giving them the best chance for success. But I think the most important thing, or at least most important thing early for us, is let's make sure we get the right guy. You know, let's put them through this competition. Let's test these guys. Let's really put them through it because we got two guys that are more than capable of getting this team to where we need to be.
Question on the aisle.
Hi, Andrew Miner with 24/7 Sports. Regarding the quarterback competition and the differences you highlighted with Baker that you had last year, some would say you're very fortunate to, you know, for a second-year coach to have such athletic quarterbacks in your backfield. Can you just kind of highlight those differences and similarities a little bit more between your quarterbacks and how much tinkering you're going to have to do on the sidelines?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely different. You know, Austin is, you know, he's a great pocket passer. You know, very, very smooth. He's really good with his progressions. Has really progressed in a lot of ways there. And he's a sneaky good athlete. You know, he's not as flashy of an athlete as Kyler is, but he's got plenty of enough athleticism to hurt people and to make people pay. You know, Kyler, the athleticism, you know, obviously jumps off the screen pretty quickly. You just don't see that very often for his position, but kind of like Austin, but in a different way. He's a better thrower than probably he gets credit for. And so, you know, both guys have the skill set to run it. I think not only when you talk about tailoring an offense to a quarterback's strengths, a lot of times, sometimes you're talking physical strengths, but a lot of times to me it's mental strengths. You know, what can they process? What do they like? What are the different plays that really complement, you know, and their thought process, their mindset. And so there's a lot more that goes into it than just, you know, how well do they throw it or how fast do they run.
Question on the front.
Brandon Drum, OU Insider, 247. You talked a lot about inexperience and looking for leaders throughout the spring and stuff. Have you been able to find your leaders during spring ball, summer workouts, or is that something that you're going to have to go and find during your fall camp?
Yeah, I think we've identified some guys that are, you know, potentially those guys. I mean, I think Rodney Anderson, you know, definitely is one of the first names that comes to mind. I think he's ready for that role and has started to really embrace that role. You know, we're going to have to get some more leadership from our offensive line because we do have some guys that have been through it, some multi-year starters that are very good players with Ben Powers, Drew Samia, you know, Jonathan Alvarez, Bobby Evans. I mean, those guys have been through a lot of wars with us, and so we need them to step out and do that. You know, defensively, Kenneth Murray, even though he's just going to be a sophomore, you know, he's a Mike linebacker. He's kind of the heart of our defense there, and so and he's ready to do it, even though he's a young age. I would also put Trey Norwood in that category. I feel like he's ready to do it. Imani Bledsoe, Neville Gallimore, been some other guys that have really stepped up as well. So the potential is there, kind of like our team in general. The potential is there. Now, you know, what are we going to go do with it? And those guys are going to be very key.
This could be the final question for Coach.
Joey Helmer, 24/7 Sports. Obviously, you always want to play everyone, but how much will the new redshirt rule change how you manage players you're considering redshirting?
It completely changes it. It's I don't know if people on the outside or even maybe us on the inside understand how different that rule is, how much the game is going to be different, the strategy behind it. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's a good rule. We got into some dicey situations last year in the playoff where an injury here or there, we would have had to pull a red shirt on a guy. So it takes that out of the equation, which is good. That's the right thing for the players. And it does give you a chance to, you know, to use those games in the way you best see fit. So I think, each group will have their own strategy for it. I think it'll be interesting to see. I think it'll be something we learn from year to year, but I'm excited about the rule and think it was a positive step for college football.
Okay, Coach, thanks very much, and congratulations on a past season, and good luck this year.
Yeah.